What's going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with the greatest co-host that anybody can ask for, CW.
Hey.
And you're listening to the Misfit Effect. So everybody, we had a guest plan for you today. And you know what happened? They didn't show up. You know, we're getting back.
Life happens. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, but we're just getting back into a cycle where we have a Flakes. At least, you know.
Things come up in people's lives. I understand sometimes. These are
but sometimes, you know, they at least say, hey, I can't come for this or that, you know?
True.
And I appreciate that more than people who just don't show up at all. Mm-hmm. Without a word. So, that's just my take. But anyway, so today is Thursday the 19th. And you know, we record Thursdays. I post this up on Mondays. And I don't know if CW has seen the news yet, but they are banning sexual content, sexually explicit content on OnlyFans.
I need to see the actual policy because I see it says like something about within their guidelines. And I want to. So, I guess I haven't seen anybody post the actual guidelines.
So the thing is like you can post pictures. You can post a video of you like walking around or whatever, but you cannot do anything. You cannot do anything sexually. Like you can't penetrate.
Okay, but is that is that on the videos that are like just accessible on your? Yeah, are those the only videos that are just accessible on your like your page after you pay for a subscription, or does that include the videos that are pay per view in the like DMs?
I just think that's period. As like from what I understand. They basically are just taking off anything that has to do with penetration or stuff like that.
So you won't be able to send an explicit video in the DMs in the messenger?
No, from what I understand.
That's silly because you can do that on fucking regular ass stuff. You can do that on Facebook.
But from what I understand, they're still coming out with more information about what you can and what you cannot do.
Okay, but, so everybody's kind of in a panic.
Yeah, basically right now, everybody is like, oh my God, what can I do? Like, to, you know, supplement their income. Because yeah. I don't get me wrong, I know some girls will be okay because, you know, some dudes don't mind just having pictures or just just seeing someone dance, whatever. Yeah. So they'll still be okay. But the thing is like, you know, most people who purchase the site or purchase on there want the entire, you know, you're masturbating or you're having sex with somebody. You're being penetrated.
Well, I feel like
Like if they watch the males, they want to watch the man jerk off, you know. So yeah. It's kind
of. So I guess it's just they're just gonna probably go to the competitor. That's all I see happening. For most people.
Yeah, the thing is though, it's like some of those sites are cracking down on what is and what isn't okay. You know, and I know this might be in reaction to what Florida is, Texas is, because they're trying to ban the entire site and they're trying to get rid of everything that has to do with it, basically. And they're blind, like, don't get me wrong.
Are too many women making money in Texas?
No, well, no. Like trafficking is horrible. Don't get me wrong. And when it comes to stuff with underage kids, yeah, they shouldn't be on.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is with OnlyFans, because Texas is going after OnlyFans. The thing is with OnlyFans, in order to post, you have to have you have to actually put your ID on there. And they verify your ID before you start, you know?
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's safer than a lot of other places.
Yeah, I mean, yes, because like with porn, like the Pornhub has started the entire verification thing. But the thing is like, you can still post on there without all that. You know, so it's still, I know it's still a lot of things on that site.
Criminal stuff.
Yeah, and that's not cool at all. So, like, if Texas was going at the Pornhub or like DAFSEX or any one of these sites that has a possibility to, you know, bring up, you know, stuff like that, yeah, I'm all for it, you know? But with this site, it's kind of like, and there's so many, girls, like, that may have made so much money off of OnlyFans. And yeah. They've made more money off of OnlyFans than they've probably made off of, like, mini vids and
yeah. Or in their like careers, if you think about it.
Yeah. Because
like for some people, this was this fucking hot year.
Yeah, because of the pandemic. It's like, you know, they like, and I wrote on Twitter this, but like, it's like they woke up and chose violence. And they were like, well, we made all this money. And now we don't need you no more. We set, you know, because if I know, like, for example, my friend was pulling in five figures just off of OnlyFans, you know, and that doesn't even include the side stuff that she was doing.
Are you saying like a month?
A month.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's like she made that much a month. She wasted on a lot of stuff. But she made that much a month. Now, if I remember correctly, OnlyFans take 20% of that.
If I still remember
correctly, huh?
I said still though.
So yeah, I mean, like, if that one girl is just making that much money, imagine how much money OnlyFans made this year.
Right, they made a lot of money.
Cause like. And you have so many celebrities who joined it and people who are in the adult industry who made charge like $10 to $20 just to subscribe. And after just having 100 subscribers, you pull in that money.
Yeah.
And so it's like now OnlyFans is like, I just think they're going to plummet and falter like Tumblr did. And Tumblr's still around, but you don't see anybody talking about Tumblr.
True. It'll be sold to somebody like years down the line, like when Justin Timberlake, didn't he buy like
MySpace
or something? Yeah.
Well, MySpace went down as soon as our favorite friend sold it. So it was like as soon as Tom sold it, it was kind of like,
yeah.
But Tom made a lot of money off of MySpace, so
yeah, oh, a lot of money,
my man. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to work a game in his life. He's set. But it's just a lot that's going to happen in the next few days to see what all is actually going to come from this. Because
they might back down from the position if so they really think about it. Or maybe as the guidelines come out.
Well, no, they've been talking about it for.
I know, but like, you know, or maybe they'll switch gears when they get that first hit of the money. Like, ooh, we don't have money. Or maybe they'll just let the company die.
Because they made it. It also depends on, like, if you're doing all this because you have a new sponsor, whatever. And blah, blah, sponsoring you. Because I remember, like, what fight was that? It was a fight that was a few weeks ago or months ago that they sponsored a boxing fight.
Oh, Floyd Mayweather, what's his name, Paul fight.
Okay, so they sponsored that fight.
Yeah.
So, like
I guess they need your image.
So if they're doing that just so they can get into that business, I can see that, and they're not gonna fail. But it's kind of like you just eliminated money, like income, for thousands of people who only get money from, you know, the actual penetration.
I mean, yeah. I guess there's just like, you have to find another site. It is there. I guess they're changing directions.
I mean, don't get me wrong, because like you have the mini vids, you have I can't think of the site right now. It's like two more that are close in nature.
Yeah.
To OnlyFans. But I think the security factor and other factors made it the better one. Does that make sense? And as far as how much money that was taken out of the user's pocket compared to every other site, it's going to be interesting on who actually continues on doing sex work. And it always feels that every time a person who's in sex work does something, you know, and is beneficial to them, here comes people out of nowhere, you know, just trying to eliminate that.
Well, it's very taboo in our culture.
People act like sex isn't.
But like, we're all taught it's supposed to be connected to our feelings and not to a monetary transaction.
I was never taught it was.
So you always, I mean, most people are taught that it's about your feelings, people you like, not for the transaction of money.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, it's a difference. It was a difference between sex workers actually penetrating that person. You're just paying for the enjoyment. It's like watching a movie.
No, yeah, you're watching a movie. You're watching a movie, but they were paying you to have sex on film. So I know, you know, as much as you want to disconnect to it, it is still sex work. And sex
I'm just saying, in our society, it's connected to our feelings. I can see,
so like, therefore, people see making a monetary transaction with sex work on multiple levels as taboo, because you're doing things, saying things, showing things that you should only show to people you love in our culture. That's why I'm saying it's so taboo. So it's not just that one. It's the whole sex work. That's why it's taboo.
See, the whole thing is like, I'm sorry, I just got a message from somebody and it infuriates me more because I see something else too. But anyway, I got a message from the person who was supposed to show up today, just now. And their reasoning is quite infuriating, but that's something for off camera, but from off audio. But like I understand. The thing is like I can see if like because voyeurism has been around for forever, you know. People like to voyeur, you know, and it's like I can see if like. Oh, the entire act of having sex in general with somebody for money is iffy, you know? But the thing is, if you're watching somebody and you're just sitting back enjoying the content, that's different, you know? And
I see what you're trying to do, but no, it's still sex work because they're being paid for the express purpose sex.
What they're doing is sex work.
I didn't say you're engaged in sex work, but you're paying for sex work.
Yeah, I mean, like,
sex work.
I mean, like, the thing is like, and everything, and most things that we watch includes some sort of, emotional sexual tension, you know. They just go to the point where it's actually penetration and ejaculation.
What are you trying to say?
I have no idea, but I know what I'm trying to get it out. The whole thing is like I don't see a problem with voyeurism. That's my thing.
And nobody's saying there's a problem with it.
Well, they are.
No, what they're saying is they're on their site. They are moving. Okay. Look at it like this. Red Robin started as a bar. It was a bar. So as they made multiple locations, it became a family restaurant. Same with OnlyFans. That's probably what they're trying to do. They're trying to move in another direction and have a more wholesome, more well accepted image. I mean, though they don't, it's almost like they don't realize that like the biggest money is in the things that are kind of taboo.
See, like with Red Robin
or Secret,
you can still get alcohol at Red Robin.
Yeah, but just not a bar atmosphere. Just like you can still have nudity on OnlyFans, but it's not people you know fucking.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is going to be the biggest hit that they are going to encounter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to fuck up their money, for sure.
So, and I just, you know, it's just like, you know, with so many people coming after sex workers in different levels, this is just another one of the things that is going to be a detriment for many, many people, especially during the current climate, you know?
Yeah, it's a fucked up attack.
And
at their main money makers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are literally girls who I know that, like, if it wasn't for OnlyFans, they probably would have went homeless. Get like taken like some places had rent security because of the motions, whatever. But they probably like right now they wouldn't have been able to pay their rent and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. And I know some people who are really behind on like the whole rent stuff because of COVID and stuff like that. And so, while stuff is improving,
mm-hmm.
it's not good for a lot of people still.
True.
So yeah, that's just my view on the situation, you know. But in other news, I did want to say this. When it was first announced, everybody, but we took a much needed 3-week vacation because we needed it. We had to recharge our batteries. And next month is going to be the end of our this season 3. We have season 4 coming up of, you know, whoever we have won. But Urban X Awards, they're not doing a show this year. They're only doing a boat show, like a boat, a sailing event, a yacht event. And it's going to be honoring the Hall of Fame of this year. And yeah, so if you're listening to this and you are, and you know what, how to see my social media, tickets are on there for sale right now. And if you use my money, you're use my link, you're supporting the Burbank Misfits. Because, you know, we can get money off of that. So use my link so the Burbank Misfits can, you know, make a little bit of money. Because, you know, we might need it coming up. But no, let me get you the list of people who are being inducted. Yeah, Sophie D, Rico Strong, Cindy Starfall, Melrose Fox, Rochelle Ryan, Sydney Capri, T.S. Foxy, T. Real, Tia Cyrus, Shane Diesel, Black Cat, Emmy Reyes, Kelly Shabari, Nikki Starks, Priya Ray, Brian Pumper, Dynamite Caramel, Marika House, and Ray Black. Those are the 2021 inductees. So I have a question for you. Who of these people have you watched back in the day, CW? Because some of these people I've heard of, but I've never watched. And some I've hung out with, one of which is the person who bought my last alcoholic drink a long, long time ago.
I'm trying to think. Probably a few of them.
Huh? Okay.
Maybe Sophie D.
You are really low, my good sir.
Maybe Sophie D. Who else did you say?
Your audio was really low, CW.
I don't know why it's so low. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, your audio just dropped.
I don't know why it's dropped. Can you hear me now?
I hear you, but it's like very faint.
I don't know why it's faint. There it goes. Right up against the phone.
There I go again. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Okay. So, probably like Sophie D, Cindy Starfall. Who else? Who are the women?
I said the women. Okay, Sophie D, Sydney Capri. Sydney Starfall.
Sydney Capri for sure.
Meryl Fox, Rochelle Ryan, Tia Cyrus, Black Cat, Emmy Reyes, Kelly Shabari, Priya Ray.
Mike
Carabarica, Marika House.
Emmy Reyes.
I love Emmy. Okay, everybody, the way he just said that is. This is in reference to, we used to just mainly just do YouTube stuff. And Emmy so gratefully did an opener for our YouTube. And that is the exact way she said it with her accent. And every time we think of her, that's how we think about it. She's always been a sweetheart. She is one of the sweetest people you can meet. But it's just, yes. And you just gotta love her for that. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
What? That was it. Not too many.
See, honestly, for me,
personally, Mayor Priya Raya. Yeah.
The thing is, like, I met Priya Raya at a party. It was my first time meeting her or even hearing her name before, you know? And I know that, like when I met her, it was like a random party, and she was telling me the benefits of CBD. So me and her had like a hour long conversation about CBD. And that was my introduction to her.
Okay.
No, like, because I was telling her about how my neck is all messed up. And she was talking about, you know, how it can improve from, you know, like, she was just talking about health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, for me, I probably have, because I remember the first thing I seen Emmy Reyes in was not the Cosby's. That was my introduction to Emmy Reyes. But I watched Emmy Reyes, Marika House, Jose, I'm sorry, Cindy, and that's it. Because since I don't watch boy-girl porn, I don't really, I've never seen the dudes. I know most of them. And I know, like, you know, everybody has their thing with Pumper, whatever. But I do know who's actually confirmed. And I can't share that information just yet. But I know who's actually confirmed right now of who's showing up, you know, and who can't make it, whatever. But it's going to be at least, it's going to be at least 80% of them there, so.
I hope Brian Pumper comes.
Check this out, though. The last Urban Next, Pump pissed me off.
Really? Yeah. He was there the last one?
Huh?
Yeah, he was there
the last one? Yeah, 2019, he was there. He was at the pool party.
Oh, at the pool party, okay.
He didn't go to the pool party. But he was on FaceTime with one of our enemies walking around. He kept going past me, showing like people around. And I'm like, please don't put me on FaceTime with that person. With JJ. And it was just like, really?
Javon Jordan.
Yeah. So F him. But anyway, but yeah. So that would happen last time in 2019. But no, like, I'm really looking forward to seeing Mel Rose because I literally have not seen her since she got that last drink for me.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time I've seen her. And that's why I said, like, ever since Mel Rose bought me a birthday drink in 2010, I have not drank alcohol. And I thought it was going to be hard when I said I'm not going to drink anymore. I was thinking like, oh, I'll do this for a while and I might plummet that next month. But I am happy for everybody who I do know on this list, because some really deserve it. Some I think, you know, I don't know, but you know, they put in the hard work to get there. And if you've never been to an Urban X show, like over the years it's gotten more formal, but you still have your moments at, you know, the pool party and the lingerie stuff that they have where it's just really
dark.
Huh?
It gets crazy. It gets
really crazy. And since this is just a yacht party and you have like a 3-hour yacht party, I'm just saying, like,
how big is this yacht though?
It is huge. Like, I don't know if you've seen the video I sent you or you've seen the video in general. It's really, really big. So like it's worth because like of how huge and how big it is. Because I think it has like I think it's like 2 or 3 decks. And it's like they only invite in so many people. They're only selling so many tickets. Like and that has to deal with, you know, not only the size of the yacht, but also because of COVID.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's a really, really big boat. They're coming from, like, you're in California, it's coming from Long Beach. So, and it's like, what's it? It's only 3 hours, so they're actually going in the water. And that's why one of the people who are, I know, being inducted into the Hall of Fame can't come because of they can't do water.
Oh.
They don't makes do well sense. On boats.
Yeah. I was like, boat? Really? A yacht? I was like, uh-oh. Somebody gonna fall off? No.
Well, no, I think the entire thing is in, well, it's not all enclosed. You can go on the thing, but it's a really big gap. So I just think they're going to be really careful about who, like, I'm not going above deck. If I,
what?
I'm not going above deck if it's like an opening for it. I'm not going to go near that edge. Because if I flip in that water, I'm not coming out. I'll say that, you know. So, but yeah, it should be a lot of fun for everybody listening and want to come out. If you buy before the 26th, so this is the 23rd, I think we're today. You might be hearing this. If you buy before the 26th, they still have early bird tickets, which is selling out quickly. So hopefully by Tuesday, Monday, when you hear this. They still have some left, and the early bird tickets are only $75. Then after that, they go back to their original price, which is $150. And I know, like, they were selling out quickly, so you have a few days to, you know, go ahead and get that early bird ticket. If not, it's still worth the event. Like, I don't know if any of y'all ever been to a Playboy Mansion event. You could think of it just like the same way, because those events were $1,000 and you were only there for like 3 hours in total. Then they kick you out. They throw you out by 1 o'clock, and it goes from 9 to 1, they throw you out. You have to go. So it's not a bad price. And you get to mingle and meet your favorite porn stars or anybody that shows up, because I do know there are many performers that aren't being inducted that are going to show up. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Check it out, guys.
Don't know if I want to get my hair redone for it though. It's because, like, it's a one day event. Like, if it was a full weekend,
you
I would.
You'll get your hair done.
Huh?
You'll get your hair done. Keep it up if you got the cash.
But the thing is, like,
keep your shit tight.
I'm going right back out of town.
Okay, then like it'll be the all
right. I'm going back out of town in October.
And I'm getting my hair done for that. Huh? And then get it done the next month then. Two. Make it routine. Get your hair done every month.
Yeah, that's a bad up. I'm just trying to manage my finances. But I'll decide the clothes sooner we get. Because right now, it's still in good shape. You know? Mm-hmm. And it's on a boat, too. So, I'll see the closer we get. So, that's my debate right now. Mm-hmm. So yes, he did. And now let's go ahead and talk about the fun stuff. So, what anime are you watching right now, CW? What's new in anime world?
I just finished an old one, Guyver, the Bio Boosted Armor. That one was all right. What else was I watching? I've been watching a lot of, I was watching a lot of isekais recently, but one was, I think it's Arefume from what is it, from baseline or some shit like that to world's strongest. And that one's a pretty good one. It's an isekai revenge harem.
The world's strongest.
It's some from because he starts off, he's like one of the lowest class characters. So his whole high school class gets transported to this world to fight this to save the world by these like gods from this world and given all these abilities. And he can transmute materials, but that's pretty weak in that world. But he decides to help fight and train, and he gets hit by a spell and knocked into like the bottom level of this dungeon they're at. And he kind of does this stuff to survive and ends up becoming.
In Furia, right?
Huh?
In Furia, right?
You know, that's not quite how it is.
In Furia, from Compliments to World's Strongest.
Yeah.
I've seen the cover art. I mean, I've seen the art for it on sites.
Yeah. And then I was watching another one that's pretty fucked up called Redo of Healer. And it's about this guy. It's a magical world, so it's not like, I guess, the isekai exactly. But he's a healer. And like the heroes basically capture him, and when he uses healing power, he feels the pain of like the person he's healing with their injury.
Mm-hmm.
But so they consider him useless at first, so they drug him and his body fluids heal, so they rape him and stuff to like improve their stats. And so they do that for some years, and then they finally go to fight the Demon King. It's all in the first episode. And He wakes up because like he's become immune to like the drugs they were giving him, and he's been planning to find a way to get free. So they get attacked by the Demon King, and they're all, you know, hurt, and they demand for him to heal them, and he doesn't. And then he one-shots the Demon King and takes her heart, which is like the Philosopher's Stone or some shit, and it increases his abilities, and he uses healing abilities to redo the world to the time before he was like captured and abused so he can get his revenge. So he redoes the world. He ends up meeting the princess that captures him. She captures him again, but they don't rape him. They don't rape him too long. But he eventually becomes immune to the poison, wakes up and gets his memory from the other world back. And then he steals one of the other knight's faces. It was body. Well, changes his body and then like leaves him in the dungeon. Then he asks her if she wants to. Well, he captures her and then he asks her if she wants to get either a bone by him or a hot like fireplace poker. And she decides to sleep with him. And then she's like, disgusting, because you're a commoner. It's gross that you're touching me. But she was sexually abusing him all those years and all that time in the other world, but in the future. So this is way before that happened, but she's still pretty sadistic. So she's like, I can't believe this happened. He's like, don't worry, you won't remember. And so he erases her mind and then changes her face. And then when she wakes up, he tells her they've been in a relationship for years. And then she becomes part of his group. Then, Then he decides to, you know, find the other heroes to kill them. And as he goes there, he buys a slave girl, and he helps her become stronger by giving her his fluids. And then, he finds his other rapists and kills them. And then, he's like about two or three rapists down. But he's got like it's this legendary sword woman who he has, because he healed her. The people he healed, he heals, he can get their skills. So he uses her sword skill
and she finds out, but then he's like, oh, you know, I'm trying to be a hero and save the world. And so she sleeps with him. And then the first princess, her sister, who's more powerful than her, he fights her. And then he also erases her mind and she becomes a part of his harem. So it's kind of fucking twisted. And it's a lot of weird moments where it's like this. It's like fight scene, a little bit of comedy. No, it's comedy, fight scene, hardcore hentai, like sex scene, bargaining, like haggling over price. Cause like, as he goes to these towns, he makes these potions and he meets like merchants and they talk about business and stuff. And it's actually pretty like neat. Cause they actually like really talk about business, like merchants and like, oh, I'll cut you a deal. If you only do this, give me 50% profit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So it's pretty, I don't know. It's like, okay. And then I'm like, damn, I gotta turn the TV down. Cause then it's just like a orgy. Oh, and then he finds the Demon King, the future Demon King, who he knew from the future, but she hasn't become the Demon King yet. And she doesn't want to be a part of the harem, so she just sits outside the door and masturbates. Yeah, it was pretty trippy for 13 episodes. Not something I would usually watch, but I was intrigued by this weird revenge story. I saw it on a list on YouTube. And I was like, wow, this is kind of sadistic too.
Yeah, it just sounds like, that sounds like a lot going on.
Yeah. And the fucked up thing is like, the when the personality and the girl, he, when he erases the princess's mind, the new like personality and mind is just like so wholesome and like genuine and nice and like cares about people and keeps him actually sometimes from going overboard with killing people and stuff. So it's very weird.
I wonder if you'd like Kiri of a Failed Night based upon you liking the one you talked about previous before that one.
Oh yeah. I do like that weak character gets betrayed, comes back OP.
See, the whole thing with Cherry of Failed Night is like he was shunned by his family because he couldn't use a certain ability without going too much into it. But the thing is like he's really, really strong. And the thing is like he's shunned off because he doesn't have this ability, but because they can't grade how strong he is based upon their rankings.
Oh, so he's just strong in a different way than they're used to.
Yeah, and because of that, he's thrown off. And like the first episode is he's fighting someone who's supposed to be the strongest person in like a mock battle, whatever. And and so that's how the first episode starts off. And many people discover how strong he really is. It's a real, like the way that it goes through, it is really, really good. Like it is very, very risque with one part of it, but it's a really good anime. I didn't know what to expect because it's, you know, it is what it is. But I will say this. There's this anime, and like I know it's in the type that you enjoy watching, but it is like, don't you know how you watch animes and it's like you always got the most popular kids, whatever? Like this anime focuses on the fact that the lead character, she's cute, but like they don't focus on her cuteness at all. They don't like
what are you talking about? Horimiya. Yeah, this is definitely not an anime I'd be watching.
Horimiya.
Another slice of life for you?
Yeah, I enjoy it. Because the whole thing is like at school, in public eye, she tries to maintain that, you know, she's a girly girl. But when she goes home, she is laid back, sweats, and all that stuff, to take care of her brother. Then you have the lead character, the male character, who you think will be a nerd, whatever. But when he goes home, he is tattooed up. He has piercings all over his body. And it's like the exact opposite. But he's still a good guy, whatever. And the thing is randomly one day, he sees her brother get hurt, whatever. And he takes him home. And the thing is, she didn't recognize him at all. Because like they're so different, you know, it's like that Superman Clark Kent thingy. Like you only see what you
want to see. Oh, so they don't recognize each other like outside of school?
They don't he recognizes her, but she doesn't recognize him. Because as I said, like he's fully in like piercings and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So because of that, like they start hanging out, and it's like a growth of a relationship rather than just, you know, will they want thing for the entire season.
Oh, okay.
And like it's one of the animes that I've watched the live action for, mm-hmm. and I really enjoyed the live action because there's so many live actions that are just god forsaken trash, you know. Don't get me wrong, I know the actors try their hardest, but is it Kurigana? The card game?
Oh, yeah.
The live action for that is really, really good. So, but then I'm also watching some horrible animes right now, and it's just something to waste time. Like, it's one called How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. It's not that good, but it's like...
I like it. I want to watch that one. That's the one where he talks about, like, a lot of city planning and different stuff.
Yeah, right? And it's like interesting, but it's not... It's weird. Like, I watched episode 7 of it yesterday. And it's like one of those weird animes. It's like, okay. It's like,
that's interesting.
This is different. It's like one of those, it's like when you talk about anime, you check other. Cause it's not a harem. It's not like a whole bunch of like mecha stuff. And like, yeah, they have you know, it's a different world. So you have that aspect of it, but it's like it's just something different, you know. I don't know how to describe it. And then I was watching this anime where this guy. Well, hold up. Have you ever heard of The Sounds of Life? That's another slice of life.
I think I've seen something about it.
Or it's like a shonen, whatever. Mm-hmm. And basically, all they're doing is playing instruments. And I looked at how high ranked it was on my anime list. And I know people who are on MAL, they usually destroy like Slice of Life and harem and stuff. They usually automatically give it.
But it sounds like it's a music anime, so people like those.
Like it is really, really good. And it's two seasons, and it ends, you know, because they all it comes to a conclusion, you know, and it's like, and I was like, it was one of the ones I wasn't expecting to like, just from reading the description. I just knew that it was on Hulu, and it had an English dub. So it was like something to look at, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's like there's one called Jobless Reincarnation. So this guy, like, he was very, very, let's say, overweight. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have a job. And then he got kicked out of his house. Then he died. Mm-hmm. Then he comes into a new world, whatever. But he's a baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he sees himself being born. He retained all of his knowledge from the previous world. And basically, he's not overpowered at all. Like, he has regular abilities. He does have a knack for magic, but he's not the best at it. And it just goes through his life of, you know, what a neat would do if he sees, like, you know, attractive person growing up, whatever. And it's a weird anime. And, like, you know, since it's different in these animes about, you know, different worlds on, like, relationships. And it's a good anime, in my opinion. But outside of that, I'm also continuing My Hero Academia and stuff like that. And are you, I don't know if you are still watching My Hero, or have you even started?
Not lately. I have to watch. I actually like the dub on that, so I started to watch the sub for new episodes, but I haven't been back to it lately.
Yeah, that's how I feel about ReZero. I could not watch the sub of that. It was like, and I think this is why I couldn't watch a lot of animes before I watched before I started watching subs. And people out there listening, the first thing that I watched that was sub was like, I watched all the way through the entire anime, was the season 3 of The World Only God Knows. And I really enjoyed first two seasons. And that third season came along, and that was Goddesses. And I was just wanting to watch it, but I couldn't find anywhere where you could find, where was a dub existed. And I knew that they weren't going to do a fourth season to finish off the anime. So I really wanted to see that. And I read the manga for it. It's one of the few mangas I read. And that's when I started watching, subs because of that anime. Then I became okay with it. So you can thank that anime for me breaking the cycle, so to speak. But yeah, this season is good, but it's going really, you know, it's a lot of development going on. So I don't blame you for waiting, because it's not necessary to watch it right now. But everybody out there listening, tell us what you're watching and we'll check it out. So anyway, CW, reached the end. Please tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me out here in these motherfucking streets.
In the hard streets of NoHo?
In the streets of North Hollywood, Burbank. No. Joking.
You can find me. You go to the streets. I do go walk to his out. Gym. And Mark, exercise and pay, huh?
Yeah, I'm in North Hollywood. Come do it. You can find me on Instagram at CC Fitness LA. On Twitter at CC Fitness LA, CCFitnessLA.com. If you didn't understand that, CCFitnessLA.com. And CC Fitness on Facebook. Also, I'm CC Fitness LA on TikTok, if you like that.
For us, we are the Birdman Misfits on Instagram, birdmanmisfits.com for our website that says everything that me and CW do, from workout videos and all that little fun stuff, because we do a lot of different things, because, you know, why not? Good note. And we're Birdman Misfits on Twitter. For me, I am Rawstar, R-A-W-S-T-A-R-R on Instagram and on Twitter. RawstarCommunications.com is my website. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. Next week, we actually have somebody who wrote a book about how to, maintain life from being a stripper to, you know, achieving goals in life. Like, I got to send CW the book, but it's, from what I've seen about it, it looks really interesting. And, so we should have fun. Well, we'll see you all next week and have a great day.